Local older adults are in need of support through caring community volunteers. Help someone get to their medical appointment or grocery store, or lend a helping hand by providing seasonal yard cleanup support in the spring and fall. Volunteer with ARIS Senior Network by calling 262-549-3348 or visit www.eras.org. That's 262-549-3348 or www.eras.org.
Welcome back to Matt Finn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to the lines, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Mind Day, Wisco Paul.
Hey, good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. As far as the Republicans in this state, Jeannie from Eau Claire put it best yesterday. It's not the same party. In fact, in my words, it's really scary. So it's important that Tony gets reelected as governor. But if you look at the four candidates on the Republican side, if all the things that the Republicans passed and Tony blocked this year, it would be They would be law in this state, and it's voting and all this other stuff. So it's very important that Tony gets reelected. You have to look at these new Republicans, I call them. That's a very scary bunch. And the Democrats can change one aspect in the state, and that's who is our senators, our congressmen, our governor, and our attorney general. And so you got to get out there and vote this time because the whole thing's pretty scary. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Paul. Good stuff. Yeah, and just so everybody remembers, the Republican Party, as some of the senior people have proposed, having a referendum, and the reason it's a referendum is that Evers can't veto a referendum. He can veto a bill, but not a referendum, to make the lieutenant governor, the treasurer, the secretary of state, and the superintendent of public instruction all appointments of the governor. So you would only be able to vote for governor and attorney general on the state. That's toxic. Then you will end up with Gableman types and Voss types and all these positions. It's toxic. Do not, whatever you do, give up your right to vote for any office. Listen to me. Whatever you do, if there is a referendum, do not give up your right to vote for any office. And, you know, we were talking about the Republican candidates. I look at their ads, pretend I'm a guy from, you know, another country and don't know beans. I look at these ads, and I see anger in the Duchess of Foxconn. I see anger in Nicholson. I see kind of a ashucks and susience of a guy who just blew in at the last minute and wants to pluck off a governorship in Michaels. And in Rampton, I see a guy who's is in outer space is what he is with his flat eyes. But at least, you're not scared looking at this guy. But Trump, listen to me. Listen to what Trump did. He gave a talk the other day to the Republican campaign committee, and here's what he said. In 2024, quote, "We are coming back with vengeance and with a vengeance." In 2024, we are coming back with vengeance and with a vengeance. He's going to run in 2024, and he's on a revengeance tour. He's on a vengeance tour. You can't have that. For Pete's sake, let's get the violence out of this and the angry eyes. The best thing that Evers has going for him, he doesn't have angry eyes. You know, looks affable and, you know, he talks about issues. Going back to the lines, Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, you're next. Thanks for your call. And what's on your mind today, Bill?
I'm glad you're talking about the primary and the election this fall. Why would we want the Duchess of Foxconn back? Look at how she and her partner destroyed Wisconsin. And for Kevin Nicholson and Michaels and all the rest, they're threatening to destroy Wisconsin. They want to bring back having a building contractor running the DNR. They want to destroy mass transit. They want to destroy education. Why in the world would they even have a chance at getting in? The only reason they got a chance is because they got people who have been brainwashed. But your station that you're on, at least even CJ yesterday, he was talking to Sandy, and Sandy actually softened him up. and he's starting to listen a little bit. We can't use their tactics. That's what they want. They want us to scream and holler back at them because that's all they know. But when we start educating them, they get that deer in the headlight look. They can't believe what they're hearing. So get the word out. We've got to be in charge of this vote. We can't let Russians, Putin-backed electors in office. Thank you.
Yeah, that's excellent stuff, Bill. Yeah, and let me just say this again. When you vote Republican, and if you vote for any one of these four candidates on the Republican side, why do you think we have cancer in our water, fresh water? We have more lakes than Minnesota. Minnesota says they're the land of 10,000 lakes. We have 15,000 lakes. We don't boast about it. We have Lake Michigan. We have Green Bay. Why do you think there's cancer in so many counties, and there will be in every county very shortly? Because the Republican leadership and the DNR just stayed on with the blessing of Republican judges because of lame duck, when they won't even consider voting on Evers' nominated successor. Why do you think it cost us over $1 billion on the Foxconn scam? A bunch of Chinese guys come in, and what happens? Walker doesn't know beans. He meets with them. He's a shill, a mark, a fink, a geek. He writes $1 billion on a napkin and pushes it across the table thinking he's done a big deal. That suddenly he's what? That he's Bezos and Musk and, you know, Gates. And they cross it out and put $4.5 billion. And he shivers with anticipation. And the Duchess is standing next to him going, "We're the girls from Foxconn High. We don't smoke and we don't drink." What? So therefore, you should administer a biennial budget that's pushing close to $100 billion. You can't have these people in charge of the state. They're simply flat out not competent. I don't care what issue is important to you. I don't care about any of this stuff. They're just flat out not competent. They're not competent around money. They're not competent around money. And the thing is, if Evers does nothing else, and he may not be able to do anything else, he describes himself as the goalie. He keeps the puck away from the goal. You know, there are shots on the goal, more cancer in the water, more money to crazy crooked things, and take away the right to vote. That's something you can't veto, unfortunately. Take away the right to vote for lieutenant governor, who could be the governor. Take away the right to vote for treasurer. Take away the right to vote for secretary of state. Take away the right to vote for Department of Public Instruction. And why do you think we have the greatest state university system in the world? The UW-Madison was once ranked 36th in the world. UWM is an R1 research institution. It's in the top 130 universities out of thousands. And they continue to attack it, insult it, attack the faculty, starve it. They are destroying public education. I'm not saying that lightly. You know, they're doing it in a sneaky way. They don't pay teachers enough. They put in Act 10. They demoralize them. It's hard to get people to teach. You're going to go into a school system somewhere, and you're going to get attacked by Republican politicians. You're going to get demeaned. You're not going to get paid. Why do they do this? I don't know why they do it. I just don't want them around. I do not want them around. It was a great show. Great call-ins, as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back. Same time, same place tomorrow. There's a lot more to talk about tonight. Be sure to look at the returns out of Georgia. I know what's going to happen, but what's going to be interesting is how Trump takes a defeat. Trump goes, I was for Purdue, but we'll live to fight another day. This is the first volley in the Trump-Pence fight. We're going to see how it comes out. Matt Flynn Direct signing off.